Welcome to the FNO InsurTech Podcast, a place where movers and shakers from all points within the insurance ecosystem gather and discuss all things InsurTech. We talk about how technology and innovation are affecting and driving change in the industry. Here are your hosts, Lee Boyd and Rob Beller.
Hey, podcast world, welcome to another internationalization. We're on kind of an international
thing. It's
like
three
right
or
now.
Four in a row, man. Three or four in a row.
I mean,
at least
like
three
the,
in a row.
We're the international guys.
Yeah. I mean, we're not international, but the podcast is international.
No, we're like incredibly not international.
No, I'm back in home listening to SpaceX rockets going off.
Like people see you walking down the street in a foreign country and they say, oh, look, there's an American.
There's a visitor right there.
You can't hide.
No. But I do wear the right color shoes whenever I go into the city of London.
Do you? Which was not
brown.
Wear
not brown. No brown in town.
No brown.
Wear black shoes. Even though I saw some brown shoes, I still asked around and most people said, why would you wear brown shoes? And it's mostly, why would you wear brown shoes with that color of suit? It wasn't so much about not wearing brown.
I have brown shoes and black shoes. I like wearing brown shoes.
I had to buy a pair of black shoes. I mostly only have brown shoes.
Okay. I did not know that about you. You're a brown shoe guy.
Well, I was, but now I'm a black shoe guy because I got
a
pair of black shoes.
You do a podcast with a guy for over 5 years.
Yeah.
And you think you know him, but you don't.
Well, you see, I'm back on undershirts too. You got me off of undershirts for a while.
I did. But it the pull of the undershirt was just
the
too
pull
weird.
Of the comfort. It was a little hot today, a little
what
sweaty.
Do you mean comfort?
I wanted, you know.
I'm not a t-shirt guy. Never have been.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
I mean, I went your route for a little while. But
did you? You tried to take a walk on the wild side?
Yeah, I'll probably.
It's not your style, really.
I'll probably dabble back and forth. But you're not going to catch me in an event without an undershirt on.
You're pretty conservative. I would like to, for all of our listeners who wear t-shirts, I'd like to hear from them all. How many of you wear t-shirts and how many of you do not? For those whom do, and I'm not going to put any gender on it, who wears a t-shirt? And t-shirt being that undergarment.
Yeah,
it's
the
really
undershirt.
An undershirt. That's correct.
It's an undershirt. It's a little
not
lighter
a
weight.
Right.
An undershirt.
Not a t-shirt, an undershirt.
Because I wear t-shirts after five and on the weekends, but undershirts go under my collared clothing so that, you know, you're protected.
Let's hear from you, listeners, loyal listeners. How many of you wear an undershirt, for goodness sake? We want to know.
You know, I'm going to take a bet that we're going to get zero emails.
I'm thinking. If you don't, if you're adverse to the undershirt like myself, we'd like to hear from you too, because, you know,
well,
I'd like you to
wrong,
support.
But yeah.
I'd like you to support my thesis that an undershirt is kind of very 1977.
I mean, the 70s are back. The 80s are back.
Okay.
I think we're back in the 90s now.
Okay. Speaking of being back, we're back to Brazil today.
We're to Brazil. Yeah.
We have Gustavo Doria, who is the founder of CQCS, a very interesting organization out of Brazil.
Yeah. They are started out as a network online for insurance professionals in Brazil to get to know each other and work together. In 2017, after coming over to see ITC, he founded the ITC equivalent in Brazil, and it has grown to be a huge success. And we're going to get to talk to him about the founding story, about what he does, and a little bit about insurance in Brazil.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think you'll find it very interesting, particularly if you just have an interest in all these different events that are out there.
There are a lot of events. Whenever you think about international, a lot.
And it reminds us again that, I'll speak particularly for us in the United States, our market is so large and so developed that we think that this is the insurance market. But there's insurance markets all over the world in every single country. And we saw that when we were in London. We heard all about that. And like Gustavo told us 220 million people in Brazil. That's a lot of different insurance needs and requirements.
It really is.
And so without further ado, let's get to our episode with Gustavo Doria, founder of CQCS InsurTech and Events. Hey, everybody. We are here with our guest today, special guest coming all the way from Brazil.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. We at FNO InsurTech scour the world to find just the right important people to bring to you, our long-suffering listeners. Today, we have coming to us from Brazil, and he'll tell us where in a minute, Gustavo Doria, the founder of CQCS. Now you're saying, what is that? You're about to find out. Gustavo, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome, Gustavo.
Hello, Lee. Hello, Rob. Thank you so much for inviting me to come here today. And I hope that I can offer you guys a little bit of what's happening in Brazil and the InsurTech ecosystem.
We hope so, too. So let's start, though, by where in Brazil? Brazil's a big country. Big, big. You guys have the Amazon, man.
We're huge. From Amazon to Rio Grande do Sul, we are very big.
Very big. And where are you?
Right now in São Paulo. I'm originally from Bahia, where Brazil were discovered. I'm in love with Rio. And right now in São Paulo, where the money is. São Paulo is a state that have 50% of the Brazilian GDP. All the insurance companies most are here. So I'm here to get my paycheck.
Smart.
Well, we're thrilled to have you with us today. Let's jump right in and give you a minute to explain CQCS, which is a little bit unusual. And well, first of all, let me just say that a big thank you out to Caribou Honig, who introduced you to Lee at InsurTech Connect in Las Vegas.
On an elevator, we were coming down and I was talking to Caribou, and Caribou said, "Hey, Lee, you need to meet this guy and have him on your podcast." And I said, "Great." And then we walked away, and now we're meeting together today.
You'll be happy to know you're not the first recommendation that we've had from, and when Caribou says, "Have this person on," we do it. So here
you
we
better.
Go.
You better. It looked like me.
We better. That's right.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So please tell us what CQCS is and what you guys do.
CQCS is originally is a community, online community of insurance professionals. There is a very interesting thing. I used to have an InsurTech in 1999 until 2000. And my investor gave me a hostile takeover. And I wasn't that young at that time. I was already 37. And I woke up the day before, I was the prince of the insurance internet business. Yeah. After the hostile takeover, I was the fool guy who lost the business. So I need to reinvent myself. So I decided to make an online community of insurance professionals where people could reach each other, help each other to make a better world, better protected. But I had a little problem. At that time, we didn't have online community of insurance professionals, of any kind of online community, because that was 2001. And Web 2.0 just arrived in 2004 with Orkut. So we are pioneers on online communities. In insurance, that's a really a sexy business, but it's very funny. And I started operation, try to put brokers in touch with each other. In Portuguese, brokers are corretores. Insurance brokers, corretores de seguro. CQCS was in at the first moment and Centro de Qualificação do Corretor de Seguros. Qualification Center of Insurance Brokers. But the business grew a lot. In 2017, we decided that we are an ecosystem already, not only for brokers, but for everybody. And that same year, we met Caribou and Jay on ITC, second edition. Then we got really involved to try to promote a local innovation hub. And then we start a new company named CQCS Events, organize a mirror event of ITC in Brazil, and also take the Brazilian delegation for ITC, which were, until last year, the biggest foreign delegation in the event. So Caribou give the rules for you guys, for us too.
Oh, okay. How cool is that? So now, when did the network start? When did you start it? 2001. So you ran that from 2001 to 2017 before you did any of the big events. Is that right?
Yeah. The point is, we got the first 3 years were really hard because nobody knew, could understand what was online community. We tried to imagine like a park with attractions. You know, people come for news, for debates, solving problems. Because I'm a different kind of person. Usually people from communication come to make money on insurance.
Right.
People from events come to make money on insurance. I'm an insurance guy who make money with communications in the community and with events with CQCS InsurTech Innovation. So the great change were on 2017, we were already wealthy, making good money, because it takes a while to make money on the internet, especially if you do in the roots way, like I did, because I didn't want investor. The last investor took my business away. So I said, no investor. So I make it more rational and slower growth, but really strong. In 2017, so we were really, I would say, well-known in Brazil, which is a really big country. We have more over 6% of Latin America GDP, and the insurance premiums of Brazil is like 56% of Latin America, like double of Mexico, which is the second country.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I understood that I need new goals. So I went to ITC and got really excited with all that innovation movement. And I was addicted to Caribou and Jay's movement. So since then, we have been having a very, very happy, wealthy, and diverse life, helping younger newcomers to make the insurance more sexy and helping more people to get better protected.
Let's talk about that first event you had. I'm curious. So you come back to Brazil, you say, I've got this really cool idea, right? I just went to this thing. We're going to start an event, a big event. In America, InsurTech is huge. Like, it's a big event. What was your first year like?
Listen, in the first year of ITC, we had only one Brazilian there. It was up for 1,500 people. Wasn't that big.
Listen, right. The first year wasn't that big.
Caribou and Jay made InsurTech relevant in the war.
Yeah.
People say that Caribou is the godfathers of the InsurTechs. I used to say that Caribou and Jay created the InsurTech movement.
Oh, I like that.
And the point was that not when I came back from Vegas. When I arrived in Vegas, when I went to the registration desk, I saw that old ladies working, a lot of young people around, a really huge excitement happening. And I said, oi, I want to be part of it. So at that time, we used to have Umbrella as a network too. And I arranged two meetings, one with Caribou, another with Jay. And I told the guys when I were there, hey, I want to be part of it. They said, how? I have no idea. After the event, we're going to find a way to. So our event, the first edition, was for 500 people. We achieved almost 800.
And wow.
The last edition, we had 3,000 people here in Brazil.
That's 3,500
people. We're going to have 2,000.
That's fantastic.
Where do you hold the event?
São Paulo. Mm-hmm. We need to make the event where the money is.
Right.
So in the United States, there are several organizations, and they're usually geographic, like InsurTech Hartford or InsurTech New York, which are, you know, communities that arise where there's a concentration of InsurTech people, you know, in a certain area. Is that kind of what your thing is that you're the Brazilian InsurTech umbrella?
Let me try to clarify some difference between U.S. and Brazil.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That was going to be my next question.
The first point is, in the United States, each state have their own regulator for insurance companies. So we have 50 regulators. In Brazil, we have only one for the other country.
Oh, the entire country is under one
regulator. A really powerful structure.
Okay.
The second point that we need to realize is that CQCS was already a national organization because our online community was for all Brazil. As just I told you today, we got 115,000 people registered, have almost 20,000 active users in a daily, probably the biggest online community of insurance professionals of the world. I haven't heard nothing bigger than that. And when I came back from Vegas, I realized that I should empower this movement in Brazil. You have a smaller event here. It should exist today, and it's still small, 800 people today. And we reached, in 2023, 2,500 people in the event. And it's a mirror event of the original ITC, because ITC changed a lot.
Yeah, so they did.
We have in the morning the keynote speakers. We have the keynote speakers all from outside Brazil. I invite speakers who want to make business in Brazil for all around the world. And so the audience comes for international event in Brazil. In the afternoon, we have the tracks, as the same as ITC had. The first year I went to ITC, it was supposed to be a 3,000 people event, and they reached almost 4,000, 3,600 people. And the next one was supposed to be 5,000, was 6,000 people. So all is growing pretty fast. Here we have been growing pretty much. First year, supposed to be 500, we reached 700. Second edition supposed to be 1,000, we have 1,200. Then COVID arrived. So I need to make it remote. And remotely, we make a special design. Then we achieved 3,000 people in a remote event. It was very, very, and from 20 countries. So
yeah, I bet that was hard.
In 2021, ITC decided to come back to make it present in person event. So I went there. At that time, I need to make a quarantine. I was the only Brazilian in the event. And I decided to make the CQCS InsurTech Innovation also in person 2021, and was the first event from the insurance industry in person after COVID. And the COVID still, because it's not really after COVID.
Right.
And the point is, a lot of excitement of this InsurTech movement in Brazil. We have a lot of very good, incredible InsurTechs here.
Do you? Yeah.
You have solutions AI, which it's comparable to anyone around the world. A company named Celia. If you crash your car, the AI system from them can make the cost in 5 minutes. You can know a total loss in 7 minutes with 4 pictures of the crashed car. All Brazilians. So we have here also in the database a company named Zoox, which is a multinational today. I have a company named IDWall with facial recognition, which is probably one of the best of the worst in Brazil. So the InsurTech movement here is really hot.
It seems that way. So at the event, is it mostly people from Brazil who are interacting, or are you seeing a large number from outside the country coming in who want to do business with Brazil?
Lee. The point is, Brazil is really big, really mature insurance market. Why? Because we had a very long inflationary period in Brazil, and that ended in 1994. So our bank systems is a really paperless system. A lot of technology needs to be developed because one day without investing the money, you lose a lot of money. We have a 60% inflation in 1 month in 1993. So that's pushed the industry, the IT industry, to find solutions. So today, I'm specializing in reinsurance too. And I met a reinsurer from London, and he said, Brazil is much more paperless than any European country. Really? We're much more paperless than the U.S. So we really automatize it. So and we are very strong in the mature insurance industry. So we have clients and money going around to make it happen only in Brazil. And a lot of multinational companies we got here. Allianz, Swiss Re, Marsh McLennan. So they are in a globalized world, and they IT people from Brazil is our best friends. Like Tokio Marine, they have an innovation lab. The guy who is the leader of the innovation lab is a Brazilian named Adilson Labrador. So Brazil is really tech. And I tried to make this event like Latin American with simultaneous translation, Portuguese, Spanish, and English. But no one came to Brazil. So I decided since last year, we changed the name, not innovation anymore. It's going to be Inovação and make it 100% Brazilian. But a very nice phenomenon is happening right now. People are organizing groups of executives from US and Europe who want to learn about the Brazilian insurance market. They choose our events to come here to attend and learn about how insurance runs in Brazil. So we became a...
That's a great idea.
That wasn't mine. Someone...
Well, for everybody to join in and to be a part and to bring people, I think that's a great idea on people's behalf.
And last year, I was invited to be a part of the, how could I say in English? Oh my gosh. The UConn, University of Connecticut, came to Brazil. Oh, yeah? They have an advisory board for insurtechs and fintechs. And now I'm a member of this advisory board because they came to Brazil last year and they decided that our event in Brazil was the best of the world. It's amazing. And because a lot of contents, we have a big expo, but we don't give up the content side of the business. Like ITC today, I went last year, the expo were huge, 10,000 people, but the plenary was empty.
Right.
So we...
Smaller numbers there.
The last year, our last speaker, keynote speaker, was the head of financial lines of AWS. She had more than 2,000 people attending her speech. Was the last one?
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, the people come for knowledge. Caribou is going to come to speak this year here again.
Oh, great!
Yeah, and he loved it because here people really come to learn to make business happen. So we have a very strong InsurTech movement in Brazil.
Yeah, you say that. I was thinking about the ITC in Vegas. It's really a meeting conference. It is turned into you have all the interesting sessions you can attend, but most people go for meetings. But you're saying that most people are coming to yours to learn and to be a part. To have 2,000 people at the last session, that's pretty impressive.
And the great point is that we take some cares here in our event. We make it a little different. Last year I went to ITC, Insurance Innovators Nashville, Insurance Innovators. Mm-hmm. In London, I didn't go to InsurTech Insights, but I went to DIA, and I can't tell you, we are much more organized than the other events I saw around the world, because we came with the original idea of ITC, content, networking, and making business.
Yeah.
So people come for those three things, but in the content session, you get inspiration to run your operation during the year. That we used to have, I will never forget one day, that a guy was the CEO of the Allstate, Mr. Shapiro, Al Shapiro. He got in ITC and he said, "Hey, I need to excuse you, everybody here. I'm really ashamed on me because I'm not an innovator." For 5,000 people, he said that. You know why? Because I have technology to manage a claim in automobiles. In 3 hours, but I don't believe that much in technology, and it's still keeping having 3 days to solve the problem.
Yeah, I remember that speech. It was excellent.
And over there, that's what the events should keep: speeches that change companies' life, people's life, and because one thing about insurance, Lee and Rob, we cannot never forget: we don't sell claims; we sell peace of mind.
I like that.
So we need to prepare people to protect better so people can suffer less and pay cheaper price for this insurance. So there's a big responsibility. Absolutely. That's what we do in Brazil. We keep this roots, valuable chain, maintaining people interested to learn new things and get inspiration. And I take a very important care. I only invite speakers who want to make business in Brazil. So I don't pay tickets, I don't pay hotels, I don't pay fees. They came here because they want to open the market here for new things. Last year, we had Mr. Woodmull. I don't know if you know him from Ibao. is the one of the fathers of the embedded insurance. He also felt that our conference was the best in all over the world for that, for 2023.
Wow.
So one of the underlying ideas that supports what you're doing, if I understand correctly, is that the integration of technology in Brazil, you're saying, is kind of ahead of where it is elsewhere. Like you were saying, there's no paper. We're, you know, here in the States, we're still, there's still paper all over the place. But is that one of the reasons for your success? Is that?
I didn't say ahead. We are at least at the same level.
Okay.
Okay? We're not behind. Because we're third world, very poor country, very hard political system. Interpreting in Brazil is a big challenge. So having this kind of support in the very good technology available, it's very important. And we have a very mature insurance market.
Yeah.
The biggest insurance companies in Brazil are not multinationals. A Bradesco, Banco do Brasil.
They're locals.
So it's very interesting to see Brazilians take insurance seriously. We are very wide open because our nature of Brazil, we are the people who need to go to the US to explain that football you pay with your feet, not with your hand.
Yeah.
So, but we like parties, we like to have fun. We are very nice people. So when people come abroad to Brazil, they feel really comfortable. And when they see how serious our business, they really trust. So it's the ecosystem that helps pretty much we to achieve the success we have today. But especially that I love insurance and I have been running online community of insurance professionals for the last 23 years. So I have been innovating for the last 23 years. I'm a dinosaur of the insurance online.
Let's talk about this 2024. And so tell us about the event that's coming up and when is it?
Yeah, when is it?
Okay, November 12th and 13th. You're pretty much invited to come over here. If you're going to bring some more people, let me know for me to provide the tickets. We're going to be in São Paulo. We have a very, very interesting lineup. I bring in some people from Africa who are doing amazing work with microinsurance. I don't know if you met Tundi on ITC?
No, we haven't met him.
But Tundi, he leads a very special movement on Africa. And in Brazil, have been trying a lot to work for microinsurance because we're a very poor country. We found success. They issue over 40 million policies of microinsurance on Africa, on Nigeria.
Wow.
You are bringing people from India to see how it works in India. We're going to have Caribou, Jonathan Kalman from EOS Venture Partners. So we have a very, 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 very interesting lineup.
But in support of continuing to build the Brazilian infrastructure and business.
Yeah.
Brazil focused.
Yeah, only Brazil.
Taking lessons from around the world and applying them
in Brazil. To help the Brazilian insurance. Listen, we have a very, very, very short penetration in Brazil. A small amount of the society really buy insurance. First of all, because we have a lot of poor people. Second, because we're a very young country, we need really to mature, get more maturity on designing coverages. And the point that is, we are focused in a society better protected by professionals better informed. People, we really stimulate the Brazilian insurance professionals to study, to learn, to try, to invest. And we have a lot of small things that make the difference for us here. First of all, we are a zero waste event, so we don't have take a lot of care of the garbage. We have our receptionists are all over 60 or have downsized or are trans, so we're inclusive. We have an event. We have a female protagonism program, trying to have at least one woman in each panel.
Yeah.
So it's a very special event on the details, you know, details that making the difference. Not only the content, but how we inspire people.
It seems very exciting. I mean, I was on your website here a moment ago, and I mean, you have tons and tons of speakers, great networking. It seems very exciting. I guess my question is, how is the weather in Sao Paulo in November? Is it cold?
Not hot. Brazil never gets cold as you get in Texas.
It's always good weather.
Even Sacramento gets colder than Brazil. You know, São Paulo doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It's almost summer.
Well, that's exciting. It seems like a pretty amazing event. I think I would assume you're going to have another excellent turnout.
I hope so.
Yeah, and so tell our audience if they're interested in attending or learning more about it. How do they do that?
They should come to our website, cqcsinsurtech.com.br. You have that in English and Spanish and Portuguese, so you have all the information there. You can make the registrations and direct to the website. And my email is gustavo@cqcs.com.br. I'm always wide open to support foreign people who want to come here, take a look, and get inspired by us too. Not like this exchange of inspirations.
Terrific. That would be exciting. Well, we love to hear about what's going on elsewhere in the world. And we've been to other places in the world, but we really haven't had the opportunity in Latin America.
Right.
And it's exciting to hear that this is a problem we have in the U.S., right? We get in the trap of thinking the U.S. is the world, but it's not. So it's great to hear that what you're doing and what you've done and where you're heading. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You have spent some time in the U.S. in the 80s and 2019, away with my kids. And really, the U.S. make it all the events for Americans. You don't feel really globalized, you know. You probably don't have translations.
Right.
That's very strange. When you took the Brazilian delegation to ITC for 4 years, and we are the biggest foreign delegation, and I used to fight for translation. Why do you need translations to make it global? You know, innovation don't have a fixed address. It can come from everywhere.
That's so true.
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity to share what's happened here. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate it. And I know our audience will be very interested. It's important particularly for the insurtechs that listen to us to know that there's opportunities all over the place.
Yes. Innovation is a global movement.
Innovation is a global movement. I love that. Well, listen, thank you.
Thank you so much for being on today.
And next time we're in Brazil, we're coming to São Paulo.
Just let me know. Come to Dubai. You're going to like more than São Paulo. Come to Rio.
Yes, okay. Rio. I want to go to Rio.
Just come, my friend. Welcome. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
FNO InsurTech covers the world. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you listen to us, so that you get everything about anything. We thank Gustavo so much for being with us and for enlightening us to Brazil and what's going on down there. It sounds pretty exciting.
Sounds super exciting. It seems like a big world down there. I think we talked about 220 million people in Brazil. It's a huge insurance market. And it seems like Gustavo is doing some really cool events. So I'm excited. I can't wait to attend one day, right?
Right, right. And thanks to our production staff for making this international episode happen, and to you for listening. And until next time, we'll say
goodbye, everybody.